Well, welcome to this preview show, or should we call it Charlie's Angels, just for tonight. But we're here, we're back for the next hour, and of course we'll discuss everything that is Ispian football, and of course we'll go through some of the games from last week, and of course also the games that we picked for this week. Glenn unfortunately can't be with us tonight, he's stuck at work, so he'll be back with us again hopefully same time next week. But good week for you guys?
Busy for me, yeah, running around all over the place.
Yeah, mate, good week. Watched a couple of games, so yeah,
Well, shall we have a look at some of these games then, mate, the guys that we had last week? We went with the Kingstonian, finished Kingstonian 2, Margate 1. I went 3-1, Paul went 2-1 to Margate. Glenn went a draw, another splinter. And Dean went 2-1, got it dead on for Kingstonian, so 2 points there for Dean. Bognor Regis 4, Wingate and Finchley 2. I went for a 1-0 Wingate win, Paul went for a 3-1 Bognor win, Glenn went for a 4-1 Bognor win, and Dean went for a 1-1 draw. And then it was Grays 5, Deerham 1, but no hat-trick for Kieran Bishop. It was I went 2-1, Paul went 3-1, Glenn went 3-1, and Dean went 4-1. Morden Tiptree 0, Tilbury 0. Surprised with that one? It was a 0-0?
Tilbury brought in a few players from Basildon, didn't they? But I think they announced it after the game. So, yeah, no, not surprised. He's obviously a good manager and he's brought a few of his players over there. So, no, fair play. Good point for him.
Yeah, I went 2-1 Tilbury. Paul went 2-2. Glenn went 4-0 to Morden. And Dean went 2-1 to Morden. It was Marlow 2, Hayes and Yedding 1. I went 3-1 Hayes, Paul went 3-0 Hayes, Glenn went 2-1 Hayes, and Dean went 2-0 Hayes. So we did well there. But did Marlow end up with 10 men?
Yeah. No, that's why Marlow won.
I don't know, I didn't look. Bracknell 2, Hanwell 2. I went for a 1-1 draw, Paul went for a 2-1 Bracknell win. Glenn went for a 2-0 Bracknell win and Dean went for a 2-0 Bracknell win. Next game was Horsham against VCD. Horsham 4, VCD 0. I went for a 2-0 VCD. Paul went for a 2-1 VCD. Glenn went 2-0 VCD and Dean went 1-0 VCD. And it finished Phoenix 3, Hive 3. I went 2-1 Phoenix. Paul went 3-2 Phoenix. Glenn went 2-2 and Dean went 0-0. And at the end of the week, we all ended up getting 3 points each. So we're still as far behind Paul as we were when we started. So I suppose if we go into this week's games that we've having a look at, and I suppose the first one up, we'll come back to that one to the Enfield game. We'll use that as a star game at the end. But Haringey against AFC Hornchurch. I mean, Haringey just seem to be, since they come out of the cup, it certainly hasn't knocked them, has it? They just seem to be flying the minute they've come out of it. They've been knocked out of the FA Cup.
Yeah, they won 3 on the bounce, didn't they? They beat the top two.
Yeah.
So they were 2-0 down against Dorking and come back and won 3-2. I saw their manager at Wingate on Tuesday, actually. He was there watching. But yeah, now fair play. Great response from his players after the cup run, because it can go the other way, can't it, after such a big game and such a good cut run. But they've come alive and three good wins.
Yeah, fantastic for him. I think he's done a great job there. And they just keep surprising people. And I think if you look, they win their games and now they're right in the playoffs. So they'll thrive off of that. They've got some good players there. So, yeah, fair play.
It does seem, I mean, especially some of the results, you know, some of the results they've had as well, he's just been... You know, as you said earlier on, Dean, it's just incredible some of the results against some of the top sides as well, you know, beating Dorking as well.
Yeah, I think both at home on the Astro, wasn't it?
It was, yes, funny enough, yeah.
Yeah. Surprised that, but that one's for Paul, that one. But fair play, mate. He's done a great job there. And they took a little while to settle maybe at step three, but they've been fantastic in recent weeks. And yeah, three great wins for him.
Do you see them starting to climb up and getting close to the top of the table now and getting into those sort of, you know, playoff places?
I think that the belief will be huge after just beating Dorking and Tunbridge. So they'll go into every game believing they can beat whoever they put up against. as I say, if they win their games in there, and it puts them around about third or fourth. So yeah, look, why not? To be fair, they did it in the when it was the Ryman one, the Bostic one. They came in, struggled to start off with, and then started to click into gear, and then got promoted. So why not? That'll upset a few of the big boys, won't it?
Cool, yeah, not half. Do you see that, Dean, as well, though? Do you see them going up that, you know, climbing up there and getting in there?
Yeah, they've got sort of pretty settled side as well, haven't they? They've got some good experienced boys in there, and they've been together for a while, the manager and the players. So it helps to sort of have that settledness in the group. And, good luck to them.
Well, the last five games, Hornchurch, they drew 1-1 at home to Mersham. They lost 1-0 away to Bishop Stortford. They beat Benfleet 5-1 at home. They lost 2-1 away to Brightlingsea. And they drew the last game 1-1 with Worthing. Scored 8, conceded 6 in the last 5. And Haringey, they drew 2-2 with Enfield Town. They lost, as we know, 1-0 to Wimbledon. They then beat Tonbridge at home 4-0. They beat Lewis away 1-0. And then beat Dorking at home 3-2. I mean, that's three incredible results. And even if you chuck in the Enfield Town result as well, it's sort of four games in the league that, are cracking results.
Yeah, like Paul mentioned before, I remember Paul said a couple of weeks ago about three or four wins at this stage of the season, and suddenly you can be 10th, and then suddenly you can be third or fourth, so it can go obviously the other way. But, yeah, they've done really well. And I see, was it AFC Hornchurch lost that Brad Warner this week?
Bowers and Pitsy. Yeah.
Yeah, so, Haringey are flying, so I fancy Haringey this week.
Well, before you give me those scores, the last five times they've played each other, Haringey 0, Hornchurch 3, Hornchurch 3, Haringey 2, Haringey 0, Hornchurch 2, Haringey 1, Hornchurch 2, Hornchurch 2, Haringey 1. They've played each other five times, five wins for Haringey, five wins for Hornchurch, should I say, no wins for Haringey, four goals for Haringey and 12 for Hornchurch. Does that change your mind? Maybe you're thinking or whatever the game?
I've written my score down. I just think they're on a fantastic run. Hornchurch had a little bit of a wobble, and it's on the 3G as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're very good at home, to be fair. Haringey, and they move the ball and play on the front foot and lots of energy at home. So I don't foresee anything other than a Haringey win. I am going 3-1 Haringey.
That's exactly what I've written down on the pad before you said it.
And do you know, that's what I had in my head as well.
But the thing is, Dave, if you look at that, Premier, there's only 8 points between 18th and 5th.
Yeah.
It's such a tight league that it's anybody's really to go and try and get promotion.
So you're going 3-1 as well, Dean?
I don't know. I'll do it different then, because otherwise it's the same as all the other boys, isn't it? I'll go 2-1, Haringey.
I've just had a text from Glenn. He said 0-0.
We'll get his scores from him later on through our WhatsApp group. We'll get that later. But moving on to the next game then. Coggeshall Town versus Maldon and Tiptree. Again, these two sides were sort of playing each other, and, you know, another cracking game. But their last five games, form-wise, Berrytown 1, Maldon 4. Maldon 1, Soham 0. Brentwood 2, Maldon 0. Dereham 2, Maldon 3, Maldon 0, Tilbury 0. And with Coggeshall 4, Grays 0, Sudbury 0, Coggeshall 1, Mildenhall 2, Coggeshall 4, Coggeshall 1, Barking 0, Berrytown 2, Coggeshall 3. So 5 wins out of 5 for Coggeshall in the last 5 games. Scored 13, conceded 4, and Maldon have scored 8, conceded 5.
Yeah, another close one. Someone's record's going to go, because I think Coggeshall are unbeaten at home and Maldon are unbeaten away. So obviously barring a draw, which I don't think will be. It's a tight game. Coggeshall have come in and come out of them traps so quickly. We've got a few quid over there. Mr Mersey's putting a few quid in, isn't he? So they've got some decent players, and they're flying at the minute. Maldon, I think, are a surprise package, really. to everybody, because I don't think anybody expected them to be sitting where they are. So it's a tight, close game.
Yeah.
Dean? Yeah, I think it'll be a home win, mate. I think they'll just have a little bit too much for them.
Yeah, Maldon is a strange side that, you know, as you said, they're getting sort of good results followed by a bad one, or a couple of good ones, then a bad one. And, you know, it's one of those teams, I suppose, through the years of being involved in the North, that you always expect them to be up there and fighting for the playoffs.
Yeah, they have done for the last few years. They always tend to fall away at some stage or get beat in the final. Maybe, I don't think I said it the other week, maybe this is their year. lovely place to go. Everything's set up to go up, isn't it? I agree with Dino. I think it'll be...
Well, I'm going to start it off then. You know, you two guys said it's going to be tight. I'm going 4-1 Coventry.
Oh, it's going big.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that.
No sitting on the fence.
You've fallen off that fence.
Yeah. This week, I have.
I'm
going to
go 2-1,
Coventry. I'm
going to go 2-0. Okay. So, we'll go on to the next one. And Averley against Brentwood. Where do we see this one going?
Tommy Richardson, hat-trick.
You'll get one right eventually, mate. That one will score hat-trick eventually.
That's just
been on
the show for another few years, I reckon.
I think Averley are strong at home, haven't lost at home. They play on Babies in Grass, or is it Ashton?
Grass over there.
3G, Paul.
Yeah.
I'll give that up. Yeah, they're very strong, unbeaten at home. Brentwood have had a couple of good results, haven't they, of late? Against some strong sides. But again, for me, I don't see anything other than a home win. But then last week, lots of odd results. I don't think any of us predicted at all, really, did we?
No.
Happened. So you never know. Brentwood maybe got a little bit of confidence. But I still think it'll be Averley that will be too strong for them.
Yeah, I feel the same, to be honest, yeah. Especially on the Astro at home. Averley a really good side. I just think Averley would be too strong for Brentwood tomorrow.
The manager and the assistant manager both suffering with a bit of man flu. That could also, you know, who knows if that spread across in the camp as well.
They were meeting last night, weren't they?
They were, yeah. So, yeah. You know, a bit of man flu there. Could that, you know, could if that's got in the camp, you never know, I suppose.
Well, Scott, you must have spread that because you had that last week.
I haven't seen him since. I've still got it, but I haven't seen him since. So, you know.
Well, they
didn't
fancy training last night, I don't know.
Yeah, probably what it was, yeah, yeah. Or the fans, they just didn't fancy that, I suppose. But no, you know, in all fairness, you know, they're both not well. But, I mean, does that come into, you know, if they've passed that on, or could that sort of go through the camp as well? Would that sort of be anything in your minds, or...?
You have to deal with it as and when if it does happen. They'll know by now anyway. You know, they have an idea of who is and who isn't available. Most players would play for it anyway.
Yeah.
But no, look, it's obviously a danger, but it's going around everywhere. My little boy's at all sorts. So I'm sure they've got a big enough squad and a strong enough squad to cope with it. I think if it was the other way around with Brentwood, they may struggle a little bit. They might not have quite such a strong squad, but... Yeah, it doesn't change anything for me. I still believe Averley will win.
Well, here's the last five games for both teams. So we go with Brentwood first. They drew 2-2 with Paul. They beat Maldon 2-0. Then they drew 2-2 with Paul. They lost 4-1 to Paul in the replay. They then beat Bowes and Pitsy 3-0. First team to do that this year. And then they went on and lost 5-3 to Sudbury. Averley, they beat Dunstable 1-0. They beat Berrytown away 2-1. They lost 2-1 at home to Beaconsfield. They then beat Witham away 3-1 and then beat Canvey Island last Monday by 2-0 as well. Averley scored 9, conceded 4, and Brentwood have scored 11 and conceded 11.
Yeah, Averley just keep churning out results. James knows how to win the league. Win the league, and he's been successful with it. So, yeah, for me, I think I'll go 3-1 Averley.
That's exactly what I've written again, 3-1. And the reason I've gone 3-1 is because we always make it hard for ourselves. We always seem to concede a goal. But I'm going to go for the bonus point and say that Andy Freeman will score on Saturday against his old side as well.
Good
player. Very good player. I'll go 3-0 and genuine Richards and Ashley. I'm going to go 3-1 and James will be there and sneeze five times. Let me go on to Tooting and Mitcham versus Bracknell Town. I mean, where do we see this one? I mean, I saw Bracknell on Tuesday night, and they did look like a decent outfit. They did look like a team that was, I don't know if it's the way they play away, but they seemed to soak everything up and then attack on the break, and they certainly did that at the post, and a couple of good saves from the Chesson goalkeeper Tuesday night that kept Chesson, you know, on level terms, and Chesson went on to nick it, you know, at the end, but. They did look like they were, quite a decent outfit, Bracknell.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen both play, and we've played them both this season. It's at Tooting, big club for that level of football, nice ground. Their results have picked up recently. And yeah, it's going to be a tough game for Bracknell because they've had they're still second in the league, but they've had a couple of results go against them recently. But yeah, I think it'll be a tight game, and it might suit Tooting playing at home.
Mm. Yeah, Tooting have took a bit of time to find their feet, haven't they, after coming back down. But as you say, Dean, they look like they've found their feet a little bit. They're very close to the playoffs. As we said a few weeks ago, you know, a couple of wins, you start shooting up the division, and they're 5 points off the playoffs, so... big club to go to. Pitch will be decent, nice ground. They get half decent crowds, I think, as well, don't they?
Mm. Yeah, good place to play.
Yeah, so you know it'll be tough for Bracknell. It's actually probably one of the toughest ones to call, if I'm honest, out of all the ones that we're doing this week. But you know, Bracknell will want to bounce back. Is that two losses on? No, a draw and a loss, isn't it? The last two games.
They've drawn.
Yeah, they drew Saturday and lost Tuesday, didn't they?
Yeah. So at the minute, their record is in the last five, they beat Hertford Town 2-0. They then beat Egham away 1-0. They drew 2-2 with Chalfont St Peter. Drew 2-2 with Hanwell, and then lost to Chesson by two goals on Tuesday. Tooting, they beat Waltham Abbey away 2-0. Then drew 1-1 with Ware. Lost 5-2 to Harrow. Lost 2-1 to Westfield, and then drew 2-2 with Corinthian Casuals in the County Cup and beat them 4-3 on penalties. So
Bracknell ain't won for three league games, which is sitting second in the league. They'll be looking for a win Saturday, won't they?
Yeah, they haven't won in three, and Tooting ain't won in four. So
Tooting conceded a lot of goals as well, don't they? Of course, conceded 25 goals in the 14.
In the last 14. Yeah, last five, they've scored 8, conceded 10. Bracknell has scored 7, conceded 6.
Yeah.
We beat them 4-3, first game of the season.
Mm.
It's 3-1 down, 20 to go. So, yeah, that was a good one.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, Bracknell will score a lot as well. I mean, they've scored 35 goals and don't receive many. So, Bracknell are very good going forward too. In the Mitcham don't look great defensively. So, everything would point towards a Bracknell win.
Mm. Yeah, well, I must admit, I looked at the game, saw how they play. I can't see anything but goals, but a draw. It's going to be splinter time again, 2-2 for me.
Desmond?
Yeah.
I'm going to stick my neck out and go 4-1 Bracknell.
Wow.
I'm going to go 3-2 Tooting, because it's at Tooting.
Paul, if you can move to your left a little bit more. That's it. That'll do. That's spot on now. Spot on. So, I mean, Bracknell Town, do you expect to see them go, you know, Bracknell and Tooting, do you expect to see them go, you know, quite close this season to, you know, at the top? Do you expect them to be in that top sort of four or five come the end of the season?
Yeah, most definitely with Bracknell. Tooting a bit inconsistent, but Bracknell, like I said before, the best team I saw this season. Mm. And especially playing at home on the Astro, or the 3G. That will help them go forward. I expect Bracknell to be in the playoffs. Like I said, I've said a few times, if anyone finishes above Hayes and Yedding, I think they'll win the league.
Yeah, I mean, again, you look at that league, it's tight and right up at what we spoke about earlier, but I think you said, Dave, there was quite a few pulling away, five or six pulling away, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was.
let's try and up it again. There's 8 points between 13th and 5th, so it's very topsy turvy, the league. Everyone's finding each other out. So yeah, look, Bracknell again. You know, points of water. They're going to do very well. Did they come up last year as well? Didn't they, Bracknell?
Yeah.
So they've got that winning mentality and know how to win things. And I don't see anything other than them staying in there again. Tooting very difficult, but they look like they found their feet. So yeah, I definitely expect Bracknell like Dean, but I'm not sure about Tooting.
It's going to be an interesting one, I think. It'll be one of the games that you'd want to go and watch if he was a neutral, probably this weekend.
Yeah, well, we say there's goals, it'll probably be 0-0, but I don't know. Yeah, I imagine
there's goals. Well, the next one then is Egham versus Chesson.
Yeah, obviously, Chesson, one of the favourites to go up at the start of the season and sort of decent budget and all that sort of stuff. Had a good win during the week. Egham have struggled, obviously, with Simon Lane leaving, and then Ash, I know Ash really well. He's gone in there and he's taken him a little time to get his team together. He had to sort of clear out a few and get a few in. He's made some good signings. That Curtis is there. And they tightened up a little bit. Disappointing. I know he's disappointed with the Uxbridge game on Saturday. But I can see there being a surprise there tomorrow. I just got a sneaky feeling that Edgar might turn them over.
Yeah, well, he's got a big job on his hands, hasn't he? But they've only scored 9 league goals, conceding 36, so it's a big job. But as you say, they look like they're starting to turn the corner a little bit, because when he went in there, they started brilliantly, didn't they?
Yeah, he had a couple of decent results. I think they were bottom when he took over, or second from bottom when he took over.
Yeah.
Well, the last five games, Chesson 1-1 with Chalfont St Peter. They lost 3-1 away to Hanwell. They lost 4-3 away to Winstable. They drew 3-3 with Chipstead and then beat Bracknell Tuesday night by 2-0. Egham, they lost 2-0 away to Molesley. They lost 1-0 at home to Bracknell. They drew 0-0 with Marlow. They lost 3-1 away to Uxbridge. And then during the week, they beat Virginia Water by 2-1. Yeah.
In a Surrey Cup.
Virginia Water, eh? Yeah. Sounds an interesting club.
Well, what league are they in, though?
Not a clue. Not a clue. But I mean, it is going to be difficult I would have said probably difficult for Egham. I mean, as you said, you know, in the last five, they've scored 3, conceded 7. Chesson have scored 10, conceded 11. So you could possibly see there being goals in it.
Yeah, Chesson were conceding goals early on, and then it looked like he addressed it a little bit, and they did stop shipping the goals, but all of a sudden it started to happen again. Because they were 3-1 down on Saturday, were they? Was it Saturday? They drew 3-0, didn't they?
Yeah.
They're obviously shipping goals, but I generally can't see anything other than a Chesson win, just looking at the current form and knowing how strong Chesson are. And their games, are, in all fairness, they want to go up, they've got to go and beat people like Egham.
Yeah, like I said, I might be 100% wrong, but I might be down with my heart as well, because I'm good mates with Ash, been mates with him for years. But I can just see Egham, maybe a little surprise, maybe a 2-1 win to Egham.
Wow, okay. Paul, for you?
I think 3-2 Chesson.
Okay, I went 3-1 Chesson, so we'll see how that one pins out. Now then, this is where it starts getting a bit more difficult, because I know it's not necessarily teams that we're maybe aware of, but before we go and move on, I mean, I was at Chesson because I was there for work, because I had to present a cheque to them on Tuesday night. A massive thanks to Dean and the committee there as well for making us feel so welcome there on Tuesday night. It was a really good night of football, so a massive thank you to Dean and the committee there at Chesson. Next one up then, East Grinstead versus Sittingbourne. Who wants to take it first?
I saw East Grinstead last year. We played them in the semi-final of the Cup. Our 23s played their 23s, but it was the whole of their first team. So I saw their first team last year. And I know Wingate had a tough game at Sittingbourne a couple of weeks ago in the trophy, I think it was. So, yeah, I think from what I know and who I speak to and all that sort of stuff, maybe a Sittingbourne win tomorrow.
Yeah, again, I don't know a great deal about them. It's always a difficult one with these sides. Seeing Bournemouth sitting slightly higher, both teams concede a lot of goals, don't score a huge amount. But with a record at home and away, I'd probably go Sittingbourne just really for their league position, just sitting slightly higher than East Grinstead.
Mm. And I mean, East Grinstead have, you know, had some good results. I think if I'm right in saying they pushed VCD all the way in an earlier game as well, and so they've had some. They had a run early doors where they had quite a decent little run for, and were sort of like mid table if I remember rightly, sort of early doors as well. So, they're probably a side there that could probably cause a few surprises. One of those spoiler teams.
Again, another tight league, Dave, isn't it? All four of the leagues at the moment are very very tight, and very very close, and. Again, as we've already said on many occasions, all of them are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Two, three wins and you start buying the league. Sittingbourne will hope to do that. I'm going to go 2-1 Sittingbourne.
Okay. Before I ask Dean, last five, then four Sittingbourne. They lost 2-1 at home to Wingate. They lost 3-1 away to Folkestone. 3-2 away to Hive. They lost 2-1 at home to Winstable and lost 1-0 at home to Three Bridges. So, out of their last five games, they lost all five, scored five, and conceded 11. Dean, for you?
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about Sittingbourne, so I'll go 2-0 Sittingbourne.
Okay. I'm going to go 1-0 to East Grinstead for me. I've just got a sneaking suspicion that they might have another one of those days on at the weekend.
Points
up, yeah, probably. Haywards Heath versus Phoenix, Paul. Yeah, Haywards Heath versus Phoenix.
I've seen this on the WhatsApp group a few times.
I lost the plot. All right, fair enough.
So where do we see with this one? This and that again, two really good sides going up against each other again.
Yeah, there's nothing between them, is there, in the league? One sitting fourth, one sitting fifth. A point between the pair of them. Haywards Heath come up last season, and again look like they've found their feet. Lovely place to go, as we've spoken about before. Nice people, decent pitch, and are having a good season by the looks of things. Both again conceded a lot of goals. Phoenix do score quite a few. I'd probably look at a Phoenix win for me on that one.
I mean, this is the last five for each of them. Phoenix Sports, they lost to Ramsgate 1-0 away. They drew with Sittingbourne 1-1. They then drew with Ramsgate again 1-1. They lost two, so they beat Sevenoaks away 2-1 and drew 3-3 last time out against Hive. Haywards Heath, they beat Faversham 4-2 away. Surprisingly, lost 3-1 to Guernsey in Guernsey. Then they lost 1-0 with, well, it was the goal that me and Keith saw the other week. It was just unreal when the guy got fouled and then literally the ball went straight over the prone player on the floor's head and went straight into the goal. It was right in the last minute of the game as well. But they won that 1-0 Cray. Then they beat Whiteleith 3-2 away and beat Herne Bay 1-0 away. So they've won three in their last five, scoring 9 and conceding 8.
Yeah, Whiteleith's a difficult place to go as well on there.
3-2.
But it's a very, very difficult, big strong side over there. Again, decent crowds, hard to play in front again. Play in front of, and they get on it back. We played them in the trophy that a man sent off when I was at Chesham. So yeah, they look good away from home. Their home record's not as good. I still don't
see
anything about Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean, Alex Tanola as well, of course, he's over there. He's banged in a couple more goals during the week as well, so he's in a little bit of form as well.
Yeah, good player, right? Yeah, he's a good player. Very, very good player. And everywhere he's gone, he's scored goals. I think we spoke about him
last week.
Wherever he goes, he scores goals. And he's a difficult character, isn't he, to play against. But score-wise...
2-1 Phoenix. I'm going a 1-1. Dean, have you seen either team?
I'll go 1-1 draw as well.
Yeah, you seen either team, Dean?
Yeah, No, not to that. I can't lie and say I have.
Okay, so let's jump in then to the trophy. A couple of the teams that we've got in the trophy. I think this one, although they're in different leagues, I think this one could be quite a decent game as well, if I'm honest. Hayes and Yedding against Brighton in 2 region.
Yeah, Hayes, big budget, expected to win the league. Sort of bad defeat last weekend. They've had some good wins. I think they beat Hitchin in the last round, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
In the trophy. So yeah, it's Brighton and Sea, sort of what they lower half of the Bostic Prem. So I fancy Hayes and Yedding for a surprise tomorrow.
I was just about to say. I think that could be the upset of the round, if I'm honest. Brighton and Sea look like they're struggling a little bit in the division above. Done a great job last year. He's done a good. Anyone goes to Brighton and Sea after James is always going to be on a bit of an island to nothing. And done a good job to keep him in there last year, and I hope he does the same again this year. But they're struggling down the bottom end, and not winning games can be a habit as much as winning games can be a habit. Mm. I think, if I'm honest, I think Hayes will win.
And they've got Aaron Condon back as well, though, Brighton and Sea, so you know it's another one of these players that's got full of goals as well.
Yeah, Wingate went up there Tuesday before, and had a good 1-0 win. So yeah, apparently it's a pretty tight game. But yeah, Brighton and Sea sort of done well to stay up last year, and he'll do a great job if he stays up this year.
Yeah, last five then for Brighton and Sea. They lost 2-0 at home to Carshorten. They lost 2-0 away to Bowers. They beat Hornchurch 2-1, lost 1-0 to Wingate at home, and then the last time out, they lost 2-1 to Dorking. Scored 3, conceded 8. Hayes and Yedding, they've played Uxbridge at home, beaten 5-0, beat Wearth 3-1, beat Banbury 2-0. They lost to Marlow by 2-1, and in their last outing, they lost 2-0 away to Folkestone.
Yeah, look, Hayes have scored 41 league goals and conceded 10. You know, they're clearly a good side. They've got games now in the league they're in, and they'll hit top spot. If they win those games now, they'll go a few points clear. So, Brighton and Sea scored 11 and 21. You know, so it all points towards the upset. For me, they look a stronger side, Hayes.
Yeah. Would you change your mind, though, if it was the other way round and it was Hayes going to Brighton and Sea?
No, maybe a little bit, but I just fancy Hayes and Yedding at home. Yeah. They're a very experienced side for step 14.
Yeah, no, I don't think it makes any difference. To be honest, at this level, I don't know what you think, Dino, but at this level, I don't know if the home and away thing is a massive thing in terms of... I go back to, and this isn't me digging, but obviously when you're going onto a 3G, there is a slight difference with that, because if you're not playing on it every week, it's difficult to get your head around. But in terms of when you're playing on grass pitches and you're going home, I don't think there's a massive difference, really. You don't get 30, 40, 50,000 people in there baying for blood. You maybe get one man and his dog at some place.
So how do you, you know, in a big important game like the FA Trophy or FA Cup, and it's an important game for both clubs, you're going to play on 3G. How do you prepare as managers, you know, going on to 3G? Is it something you know, specifically look at, if you're not training on 3G, you go out and train on 3G, or you've got somebody up there having a look at what their 3G service is like, or, you know, how do you plan that?
When I was at Norfolk, we deliberately arranged a few pre-seasons for 3G, knowing that some of the teams in our league would play on 3G. This time of year is obviously a bit different. You might be able to, if the schedule allows, you might be able to throw in a little friendly maybe on 3G a couple of weeks before the game. But, you just have to sort of go up there and try and do a job, really.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the chairs and the 3G at the back, which you would train, preferably you'd get training on it. I think the year we went to play Haringa, when they first had theirs put down, it's exactly the same surface as the training area for Chesham. So we went there, I think we beat them 4-1 because of the players were used to being on there. And again, same thing, we would do at least 2 to 3 friendlies on the 3G in pre-season. So, yeah, I think most players have an understanding of what it's like. It's just very different to playing on grass, especially this time of year.
Yeah. So, both going for Hayes and Yedding then?
Yeah, think 3-1.
3-1. Okay. Paul?
I'm going to go 3-2, Hayes and Yelling.
And I'm going to go 2-1 Brighton in C. I just think I can't go against Terry and I can't go against Terry and the boys up at Brighton. So you've got a soft spot for them. So I can't sort of go against them. Next,
I did that last week with Wingate. Got bad.
The next one. This one's an interesting one. One team in our league, one team not in our league. Horsham versus Bath City. And have any of you guys actually played Bath in the last few years in any cup competitions or anything?
I see Bath City against the Cotswold Town.
Yeah.
When was that? 2-3 years ago, and Cotswold beat them in the replay.
Hmm.
I think it was FA Cup, if I remember. I might be wrong, but I think it was FA Cup.
I mean, we at Harlow, when we was at Harlow, you know, they played Bath, and I remember them coming down to Harlow, and about 10-15 minutes in, Sonko got. I don't know if it was a stray head, stray arm or whatever, right above his eye that opened up a massive cut above the top of his eye. And they had to get the doctor on the pitch and all the rest of it to make sure he was okay. And you can imagine claret and all that sort of business. And you think to yourself, oh, no, not Sonko. Anybody but Sonko. And he had to go off and be stitched and because he couldn't come back on. And you're thinking to yourself, well, we're in trouble here. And we yelled out for the draw and then went up to Bath on the, I think it was on the Tuesday night, and turned them over in the end really easily, if I'm honest, at their own ground. And when you actually look at some of their results, Bath, you look at some of them and you think, so a lot of the times that they lose in the cup competition, especially over the last few years, have been to Isthmian teams.
Yeah, I mean, they had a decent run in the FA Cup, didn't they, this year?
Mm.
Sort of fourth qualifier or something like that. It's always difficult when you all go in, you know, if you compare it where if you're going as a Bosch League One side, you go playing a senior league side, or it's always difficult, and you have to be very, very wary and careful that your players go there with the right mentality. I think in the FA Cup last year, we went to Brentham. And the players' attitude when we turned up was very much, this will be a walk in the park. And it wasn't. It was difficult. We were drawing 1-1 at half-time, and we had to get into people at half-time. I think we ended up 5-2 winners. So that's probably the difficulty, is going to play teams that are two divisions below. Players' mentality sometimes is maybe not quite right.
Mm. I remember the weirdest thing about the thing about going to Bath was, I remember going up there and you went into like the baldy room sort of place at the top, and they'd hoarded us off in a corner, and they'd put like a roped off area where we had to stay in this boardroom area where there was a little bit of food and a bit of tea and coffee, but they actually literally had hoarded us off into a corner. So we had a quarter of this whole room, and it was just us in this room, and everybody else was allowed to go anywhere else, but all the Harlow people had to be hoarded off into a corner on the right, on the left hand side.
You were coming, mate.
That's, yeah, mate, it was unreal. It was absolutely unreal. It was an incredible thing to see, you know, that you weren't allowed to sort of like move around and talk to him or anything like that. You were just hauled off into a small corner and that was it. You had to stay where you were. But yeah, weird. But I mean, Horsham, didn't you know anything much about Horsham?
Yeah, only that they beat Potts Bar, didn't they?
Mm.
Was in the last round or the round before. Yeah, obviously doing all right. I see their managers sort of before the Potts Bar game, and he fought sort of their giant killings and nothing to lose. And obviously they've taken that mentality into those games, but you've got a fancy Bath City, I'd say. Meant to be, well, they are two leagues above.
Mm.
If they do a professional job, I'd say that Bath City would beat them tomorrow.
It's actually, the game's actually, I've just seen it come out on Sky Sports in front of me, it's actually Sunday. So Horsham against Bath is actually going to be played Sunday, so 3 o'clock, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 But they're ground sharing, aren't they, at the moment at Horsham? Are they ground sharing? I think they've got a new ground being built.
Right, okay.
I'm sure I've seen that somewhere. But again, they've picked up, haven't they? They've had a couple of great results. I think we predicted it, or I predicted them to get beat, and they smacked whatever it was. But then you look at Bath, they're sitting sixth in the Conference South. And as Dino said, if their players are right attitude, then there's only going to be one winner.
Mm. Well, their last five games, they beat Woking 3-1 away. They drew 1-1 with Truro. They lost at home 1-0 to Hempstead. They drew 3-3 Willstone, and they beat Eastbourne last week by a goal to nil at home as well.
Yeah, I just, like Paul said, I think if they're bang on it, I just see Bath City being too strong.
Mm. Saying that, I'm going 2-1 Horsham.
definitely trying to catch them.
I just think it's this Ismian thing. I don't know what it is. I don't know if that's if it's something that, you know, he's a brick wall for him or what. I don't know. But if you go back and have a look through the last few years, the amount of times that they've been knocked out of either a trophy or FA Cup, it's been by a lower ranked side. And it just seems to me that, you know, I don't know. I don't know if they have some kind of a mental block when they go up against a smaller team or, you know, or an Isthmian team, and they just can't get over that. I don't know, but I just got this, you know, just got that feeling that Horsham will get the result they want.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be easy for them. Horsham definitely ain't going to roll over and have their bellies tickled. I don't imagine that at all. I think they'll give as best they can, and I just think, like you say, if they turn up and are professional, then Bath should win this game comfortably, really. My prediction, 3-0 Bath.
Dean? Oh, Dean's gone. We've lost Dean. I don't know where Dean's gone. He's dropped off.
He obviously weren't happy with that prediction.
No, he weren't. No, he weren't. So, don't know where Dean's disappeared to, but we'll see what we can do if we can get him back in a minute. Oh, there he is. He's back again. So, what do you... Oh, and he's gone again. Look, where is he? He's disappearing all over the shot, yeah? Hopefully, he'll come back again in a sec. But, I mean, it's not going to be easy for Bath, though, is it? I mean, they're playing that lower-ranked team. It's still going to be very difficult for them.
Say, you know, Horsham aren't going to roll over. They're going to have the giant killer attitude, as Dean mentioned a minute ago. And, you know, they've got absolutely nothing to lose. They're expected to get beat, as we've just said, or I've just said. So, you know, you've got nothing to lose. Go and have a go. Look, I hope that Horsham win the game, because everybody wants to see an underdog go and do well, especially in Isthmian side. So I hope that Horsham gets anything out of it. I'm just not sure I see anything other than a Bath win.
Yeah, Bath City 4-0 for me.
4-0. Interesting. So if we go back then to our star game, which I think is going to be a bit of a humdinger as well. Enfield Town against Kingstonian.
Oh, I watched Kingstonian Tuesday. So much firepower going forward. They brought on Elliot Buchanan. For Louis, and yeah, like towards it, I mean, Wingate were good first half, sort of really poor second half. Kingstonian could have hit 6 or 7 in the end. Talk about decisions and stuff like that. Wingate had a blatant penalty at 0-0, turned down. Kingstonian go up the other end, get a penalty, and go 1-0 up. but yeah, no, Kingstonian looked really strong the other night.
Yeah, I mean, Enfield obviously had a fantastic start and seemed to have dropped slightly in recent weeks. So I know some of the boys that play over there and see some of their tweets of disappointments and things like that. They've got some good players. Again, I think I said it before, Matty Johnson and Ryan Blackwell, Blackman and Liam Hope, people like that. There's lots of experience and good quality. Sam Chaney, ex-Torquay. Torquay United player. So, yeah, Kingstonian look like they're on a bit of a march, aren't they, at the moment? And they look like they're on their way. So, again, it'll be tight. It's at Enfield, big crowd, I would have thought. They get good crowds over there.
Yeah.
Donkey Lane. So, again, a really tough one to call this. I think it's just going to be one go either way.
Well, their last five games then, Kingstonian, they drew 1-1 with Tonbridge. They beat Burgess Hill 1-0 away. They beat Leatherhead beat them 2-1 went away. Kingstonian then beat Margate 2-1 at home. And then they beat Wingate and Finchley 4-0 away. And then Enfield Town, they beat Lowestoft 1-0 away. Drew 2-2 with Haringey Borough. They lost 2-1 to Basingstoke. They lost 4-1 at home to Worthing. And last game out, lost 4-1 to Leatherhead. So they've scored 6 and conceded 12. In their last 5 games, where Kingstonian have scored 9 and conceded 4.
Yeah, that's not great, the last couple of scores, is it? And I'm sure Andy's been working hard on the training ground to try and put that right and make sure they stop conceding that amount of goals. It's crazy. You're not going to win.
What causes that? I mean, what causes it? They're on a good run and then all of a sudden they sort of hit a brick wall and then you're losing by 4. I mean, you know, in a couple of, you know, 2 games in a row. I mean, what, Is that just mentality, or what goes wrong for that to sort of hit a brick wall like that?
I think it's difficult. That's a difficult question, mate, in fairness. I think sometimes it happens and you just have to go back to basics and go on the training ground, go back to putting things right and being solid and strong. And sometimes, as daft as this might sound, you have to kind of forget about going and scoring goals. It's up the back door first. And once that's right, then the rest will start to come through and you can start working through the side that way. Maybe we've got some injuries as well. You know, that does affect things. This time of the season, you seem to get a few more injuries coming up. So, look, they'll be all right. Andy's an experienced manager. He's been there, he's done it. He's had good cup runs, and I'm sure they'll be working ever so hard to get it right. And that's all you can do is get back on the training ground.
Yeah, sometimes when you have a few defeats, you feel you need to change this one and you need to change that one. And sometimes you need to remember the boys that got you into the good position in the first place.
Yeah, trust is a massive thing, isn't it? The trust between you and your players and the players and you. And that's the biggest thing, is making sure you trust one another. And you don't have the start they've had in field and become a bad team overnight.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you have to trust one another. And as long as you all trust one another, then you'll come back and fight and fit again.
Mm. And of course, if you've got somebody like Billy Bricknell playing for you up front, you've always got the goals.
Yeah, they've got quality everywhere, mate. They're a big club, massive club. They've got quality in all areas. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but it may well be that they've got one or two key injuries, Dave. You know, that does sometimes. I think some of the people realise that every manager will have two or three real key players. You lose one of them at an half hard.
Like at Norfolk, we had the top goal scorer in the league, 20 goals already by, I don't know, the start of October or whatever he had. Then suddenly you lose that. It's hard to replace.
Yeah, it's difficult. It is difficult. And they'll be fine. No issue with that. But I think it'll be a Kingstonian win.
Really? Yeah, I'm going 2-1 Kingstonian for myself.
Yeah, I'm going to go 3-1.
2-0 Kingstonian for me.
Interesting. So that'll be an Enfield Town win then. So off football, I mean, there is a big event going on this weekend. I think it's all next weekend, isn't it? I mean, I've just seen it flash up on the screen. Here's a real sort of red herring for you. Deontay Wilder or Tyson Fury?
Wilder for me.
Yeah, Wilder
all day. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I think Fury's... he's dangerous, isn't he?
Yeah.
But he's not boxed, really, for, what is it, 3 years?
Mm.
I think he's been out for 3 years, so it's a big ask for him, and they reckon Wilder, he punches as hard as he does in the first round, in the 12th round.
Yeah.
So, I just think Wilder will have a bit too much.
There you go. I think if I was a betting man, I'd say the last three rounds and Fury will beat him. But that's beside the point. I just think every time I just saw him at the corner of my eye while we were talking on Sky Sports there, and his boxing style reminds me a little bit of Freddie Flintoff.
All action.
He's just like a windmill. He's just hands flying around everywhere. You just think, what is going on? But
he's a big man, isn't he? Big old lump.
He just.
They all are in that way, isn't they?
Yeah, he's a big old lump.
But people said, I heard something on the radio on the way to work the other day, and they were talking then, and they were saying, like, you know, no disrespects, but it could be a situation where he's lost that type of weight, but that could be in his benefit, because if he was working that hard in the gym, etc., at 28 stone or whatever he was, then, you know, he's going to be even easier for him now at whatever he is now, 18 stone, 19 stone, whatever he might be now at Fury.
Boxing expert, I just think, you know, he's got a screw loose, hasn't he? He's just got a screw loose. So it wouldn't, as much as I think Wilder will win, it wouldn't shock me if Fury did.
I'll let you tell him he's got a screw loose, though, yeah? We'll stand behind you. Well, let's have a look at...
to promote the fight anyway,
innit? Yeah, oh yeah. Let's have a look at some of the other games then that are being played at the weekend. In the Prem then, Crimpton Casuals against Burgess Hill Town. We've got Margate versus Bishop Stalford. Potters Bar Town versus Harlow Town. Tonbridge Angels versus Leatherhead. So just sort of quickly, home or away, or where do you see Crimpton Casuals, Burgess Hill?
Crimpton Casuals.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I think I must agree. Yeah, Margate Bishop Stalford.
Jamie Curran scored a hat trick last week, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, got 350th goal, didn't he?
Yeah.
I fancy Stalford. Maybe Stalford go to Margate next time.
Perhaps.
Did you see his goal for the hat trick?
Yeah, great finish.
Hurler, it was.
Yeah.
But then, if Jamie Curran does what Pele did and count every goal he scored since he was born, he was probably on about 2,500 by now.
I used to count my goals in training.
I think so does Pele. Potters Bar versus Harlow.
Yeah, Harlow had a good win.
Yeah.
Potters Bar just gone off the boil a little bit recently, haven't they?
Mm. And Harlow do better away from home than they do at home, so.
Yeah, maybe a draw, that one.
Mm.
Finn's trying a couple of more players as well this week, isn't he, Dan?
I'm not sure. I've not seen anything, I must admit.
Well, I've definitely seen one come up.
Yeah, Foy's signed an extension to his loan. I saw that today. That has definitely come up. I've seen that. Tonbridge Angels, Leatherhead. Tonbridge Angels struggling, aren't they, a little bit just recently as well?
Yeah, again, you don't become a bad side overnight. They'll be fine, mate. They'll pick up again and have a go. I think they'll win Saturday.
Tonbridge to get back on it Saturday.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look in the north. AFC Sudbury versus Grays. El Plastico down at Sudbury.
Well, to be fair, Sudbury had a great result in the week, didn't they?
Yeah.
But Grays now look like they're scoring goals, and so again, it's another tight
6-6.
Funny enough, I was working. I was working with young Jordan Blackwell, who's at Sudbury, young lad, plays wide for him, in the week, and he said they've been playing ever so well, just not quite getting sometimes what they deserve. So, I fancy Sudbury in that one.
Mm.
Maybe Grays for me. They've just come into a bit of form, haven't
they? Bowers and Pitsy versus Bury Town.
Bowers,
yeah.
Yeah.
On the Astro.
Bowers,
yeah.
Dereham Town versus Canby Island.
Dereham are a strange side, mate. They're up and down, aren't they? Our place to go, long journey, but
right, yeah. On Saturday, wouldn't you?
Oh God, yeah. Without a doubt, but Dereham won't win.
Yes, I'll go for that as well.
Felixstowe Walton versus Witham.
Felixstowe.
Yeah,
Phoenix,
unfortunately,
Wickham
look like they're really, really struggling.
Yeah, absolutely. Heybridge Swiss versus Bob Barking.
They're flying under Julian Dixon.
Romford versus Basildon.
Romford.
Basildon.
Yeah, Romford for me as well, I think, as well. Salem Town versus Great Wakering. 1-1, yeah, for me.
Yeah.
Tilbury versus Mildon Hall.
Tilbury.
Oh, look at that. Unilateral decision there. If we go into the Jigsaw League, see what we've got in here. Ashford Town versus Marlow.
Marlow.
Yeah, I don't know in a
minute. Bedford Sports versus Waltham Abbey.
Waltham Abbey are struggling with injuries at the moment. I bumped into Mr. Wheeler earlier, and he said they're really in trouble with injuries, so it could be a tough day for them tomorrow.
That's another 3G as well, I think, so maybe Bedford Sports.
Yeah.
They lost their goalkeeper as well, he's been recalled back to Orient.
Oh, right.
So, it could be a tough day from there tomorrow, so a home win for me.
Chalfont St Peter versus Molesley.
Chalfont, they started really... Poor Chalfont, but they've come alive, so yeah, Chalfont for me.
Yeah,
I'm going Molesley because we've got a soft spot for them on the other show, so we'll say that. Chipstead versus Northwood.
Dina?
10-0 Chipstead. Nah, I don't know. Chipstead have improved as well, to be fair. Maybe a draw that one.
Yeah, they drew with Chesham Saturday, Chipstead. I'm going to go Chipstead. Just for Dino, that one.
Well, there's some breaking news just coming across the strap in front of me. Sergio Ramos has, according to a German newspaper, has failed a doping test after the 2017 Champions League final.
Yeah,
so,
he's a bit of a dope, isn't he?
But there we go, yeah. FC Romania versus Wea.
FC Romania.
Yeah, FC Romania, yeah.
Cause
an upset. Well, not an upset, but maybe a little bit of a surprise.
0-0.
I think they'll find their...
Yeah, we had a tough game against them when we played.
They've always played with no fear at all, so I don't think the fact that they've not had the best start in the world will affect them as much as maybe some other team.
Yeah, 0-0.
The five players having a fag at half time and all that puts you up,
in it? 0-0 for me. Hanwell Town versus Uxbridge.
Hanwell.
Yeah, Uxbridge, because they've had a bit of a upturning form, so I'm
going to
go Uxbridge on that one.
Hertford Town versus Westfield.
Hertford lost a lot of players, struggling. I don't think they've won for, 10 games maybe. Westfield, good side when we played them. Maybe Westfield to nick and away with.
Yeah, they're having a tough time, aren't they, at the moment at Hertford? They've just lost the boy Ruff as well, haven't they, Charlie Ruff?
Yeah, he's gone to Wingate, yeah. Becky's gone. They lost quite a few places. Yeah, Keane side's gone to Welling.
Yeah, he's a good player, Ruffy. I watched him against Weir and Bishop Stortford. He was outstanding. Best player on the pitch by a mile. So that would be a big loss to them. So, I'm going to go Westfield.
Going into the Kifos League, Ashford United versus Herne Bay.
It's a difficult one, mate. That's a coin, I don't know.
That's why I let you go first, Paul.
Draw.
Okay,
yeah.
Draw.
Yeah. Faversham versus Hastings.
Hastings, yeah.
Yeah. Sevenoaks versus Guernsey.
Sevenoaks.
Guernsey, because I want a week on holiday there.
And
Keith on Monday, mate? Did you see him? Did you speak to him?
I did speak to him, yeah. He said he just didn't play well. Just said he didn't play well at all. So, yeah, he said just one of those days. And talking to Keith.
They've done ever so well, but this is where you'll see this is the real test.
Yeah.
And when they've got to play, how will they react? So hopefully
they'll
be fine.
Yeah. And talking to Keith, VCD versus Whiteleaf.
VCD.
Yeah, for me too, VCD, yeah. I've got to face him on Monday, so yeah, VCD.
Yeah. And he lost me points last week, so he owes me some points.
I'll let him know, don't worry, when I see him, I'll say to him, Dean's not best pleased that you lost him some points. Going into the FA Trophy, there's actually a game tonight in the FA Trophy, Darlington versus Telford in that tonight, but not that we're going to worry too much about...
we won't be there.
Yeah, we won't worry too much about them. So then looking down, let's go to try and pick some of these out as we're going down, because there is quite a few teams that we know. Beaconsfield versus Leeston, Bedford Town versus Worthing, where else are we? Carr Shelton versus Walton Casuals, that'd be a good game.
Walton Casuals, good win during the week, didn't they?
Yeah. Chippenham Town versus Wingate and Finchley.
Yeah, you'd say Chippenham Conference South Club would be expected to beat them.
With Nicky going in and Glenn.
Say again, mate. Sorry, didn't hear
you. How are they doing it? I know their results have been a little bit up and down, but you went and watched them the other night. What did they look like?
Yeah, Nicky left after two games, didn't he?
Oh, I didn't know that. Swim, I didn't see that.
Yeah. He left after two games. I think he had sort of some other stuff he had to do. So Glenn's in charge at the moment. They've had a lot of away games as well. I know sort of they had a good win last week, and then sort of tough game at Bognor, lost on Saturday. And then obviously they were disappointing. They were good first half Tuesday, but they were really disappointing second half. So obviously Glenn would expect them to have a reaction tomorrow, I'd imagine. Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
You got one that would have been an Isthmian game a few years ago, Hampton Richmond Borough versus Billericay. You've got, who else have we got down here? As we go down, Lewis versus Hemel Hempstead. We've got an old Eastman team, Royston Town versus Needham Market. That should be quite a decent game. And I think that might be
both in the same one of those.
Almost all. Yeah, you've got Welling United versus Dulwich Hamlet, Truro City versus Greenwich Borough, and Woking versus Folkestone Invicta. Don't fancy that trip down to Truro, though, do you?
No. I'll give that.
Well, then I might want to go on holiday down there or something.
Oh yeah, but see, you got to look. You got to look on the bright side. At least that's a Saturday game, and if it does go to a replay, at least they've got to come down to you on a Tuesday night.
Yeah. So it's a trot and half though. They must have left yesterday.
Guys, a massive thank you for joining us again tonight. The hour's flown by again, and as I said, we'll try and record something a little bit earlier in the week next week if it's alright with you guys. We'll get those matches that we're going to do for next week over the weekend. But again, a massive thank you for you guys for giving up your time to being on the show again tonight, and hopefully we'll close that gap, Dean.
No worries, really enjoying it.
And then also as well, of course, we'll get Glenn's scores as well. We'll get him from WhatsApp once he gets home from work, and I bet he's actually fishing. I don't expect he's working. He's probably fishing. What do you think?
Make sure he don't give you on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think well, it should be a rule if you're not there, and it's just 0-0 across the ball.
No, minus points, I'd say. Point
deduction. Starting from zero.
Listen, guys, massive thank you, and we'll see all of you again next week. But hopefully, guys, you get the results you want at the weekend. The teams get through in the FA Trophy, Isthmian sides.